going to pray and then worship in song. Lord, you know that you laid it on my heart to just, where sometimes I take for granted your presence. And even what we talked about just right there, what I said right there about warring in prayer and intercession. And Lord God, I think about when we gather together. And I know that the enemy wants to distract. And I know that you want to pour yourself out on us and show us more of yourself and change us, Lord. And so I just want to acknowledge that. I want to acknowledge your will for us. And I want to agree with your will for our lives, Lord. And so I ask for your anointing. I thank you for the anointing already. Just thank you for the dreams that you've given. Thank you for the understanding that you've given. Thank you for how you're changing our lives. Thank you for the calling on our lives, whether it's with our own families or with Rashid and his family, Lord God. Thank you for the calling on Kevin and Michelle's life and others who are really deeply invested in their lives, Lord God. Thank you for, Lord, our new website. Thank you for the vision that you have given us for that. And I pray for continued vision. I pray your anointing on that website. I pray your anointing on every word, Lord God. And even the way, the font, Lord. Just we want to do everything to glorify you. And Lord, I pray that as we worship you, as we sing, as we testify, as we pray, as we share, Lord God, as Carlene shares later, I pray that our eyes would be open more and more. Lord, I thank you for how our eyes have been opened already, but we pray that our eyes would be open more to see you, to hear you. And we want to lift up your name. And so I pray against the enemy. I pray against any plans on distracting, Lord, from your plans for this morning. I pray against any schemes of the enemy. And I pray that our hearts would be turned towards you. I pray your angels would guard us as we worship and that they would join in the worship. We love you. In your name, amen.
So there's an opening on the keyboard. Don't all rush at once. Kelsey, I talked to him, said he was going the wrong way.
Peer pressure in church.
Yeah.
That's the rules of it.
It's God's
prayer. Well then.
Shout to the Lord. Congratulations, Kelsey. You're the next contestant on the keyboard's yours. No pressure, but seriously.
No pressure. Keep going.
Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath.
I just heard just at the end of the song here, talk to Lou again. Cool.
Sorry.
It's great. It's good. Still great.
Sneaky Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
I'm not ready for you.
Not really.
Joyful, Brenton Brown.
Yeah.
God, I praise you that this is true. And Lord, our heart, it's just we want to see other people set free too. We want to see other people. I look at that ocean depths of happy rest, Lord. I have that. I'm at rest. And you showed me that more than I even understood how at rest I am. And I long for other people to know that rest, to know your peace, to know your joy. To be set free from depression, to be set free from frustration, to be set free from meaninglessness and purposelessness, Lord, to be set free from death, and that they would know life, and that they would know joy. And I know that starts at the cross. Lord, it starts at the cross and our sins being taken away, being set free from the heavy burden of our own sin. And I thank you, and I pray that, Lord, we would be people who are filled with just this message, Lord, in everything we do, and that would spread to others. We pray that others would hear the call, Lord God, that others would hear the invitation and come. And just long for people to be set free, Lord God. And I know that's your heart as well. Love you. Thank you.
Lord, I need you.
Yeah.
find my rest.
God, so often I look for rest in places where I can't find it. So just help me to come to you and just bow before you and let me find my rest in you.
I just want to speak the word of testimony about that rest. And I got an opportunity to share with my family over the Easter weekend, and even, you know, these 11 days without Carlene being at home, in the past it would have been harder for me. I was actually very surprised at what God has done in me and how much rest. And it's to His glory, and I want to speak that out. And there is rest, and there is peace, and even being able to share with my family how, like, I really don't worry anymore. I used to worry so much and fret over things that haven't happened, but possibly could happen in some universe, you know, kind of thing. And just being able to declare, I don't worry anymore. And it's what God has done in me. And to testify to that. And so I praise you, Lord. And it's your work in me. And I give all the glory to Jesus. How do I, you know, I think of the passage where in Acts where the lame person is sitting in front of the Sanhedrin, and the disciples say, well, let it be known that it's in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that this man stands before you healed. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ that I stand healed of those kinds of things. And I know that He's not even finished with me yet. And it's just going to continue. And I just, Lord, you brought rest. It's because of Jesus Christ. And I praise you, Lord.
So continuing on that same theme, who is there like you?
Lifting up my voice.
Days of Elijah.
There's no God like Jehovah. 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 In the year of Jubilee, for out of Zion till salvation comes.
I just get this picture of this opposing army or this opposition to what God is declaring. And even this morning, just it's being opposed. And Lord God, I pray that it would break through. I pray that your word would break through. I pray that your light would break through, Lord God. I pray against the armies coming against us and coming against your church, coming against your people, Lord God. I pray against the army coming against your message, Lord, and the good news. And I pray that the good news would just break through. And that people would hear the good news of just the salvation that you bring. Oh, Lord, and I pray even that word salvation, I pray that we would understand that it's, yes, it is a salvation unto eternity, but it is a salvation also for now, to be set free now. Have life now. And I pray that would break through. I pray that it would break through hard hearts, Lord God. I pray that it would break through just a secular society that has rejected you, Lord God. I pray that it would break through all the lies of the media, the lies of our own thinking, Lord God. I pray that it would break through the spirit of the day. And I pray that people would hear and know that you are God, and you've come to rescue. You've come to save. Thank you. I just hear the words, also, just don't give up. Don't give up. I mean, God speaking to us, not us speaking into God. But don't give up.